We're going to transition right now to introduce our guest speaker. I know he's been standing by here.
Well, this
for
is the only guy that can talk me into doing anything.
I wouldn't tell Nick that.
Oh, my God.
And he probably could, yeah. There's not much that he could ask us that we would not do for him. He's done so much for us and our family. Mr. Service's been our mentor forever in the business.
Well, anybody that would marry the most beautiful woman in America, you have to look up to that guy, right?
I know.
His wife was, what, Miss Georgia?
Yeah. So beautiful, yeah. So, yeah. And I'll tell you, there's nobody more respected in the whole company than the Servas. I mean,
he speaks at every convention.
Yeah, and so we're honored. We in the past have had the pleasure of actually working together, RVPN and RMN and all that kind of stuff, and right now,
he's really always been one of our leaders. I mean,
he really
for
has.
For us, I mean,
yes, we just love working with
helping us
with,
run the state, run
yes,
the events, everything.
Yeah, and so we're honored this year to be piggybacking, if you will, on his big event in Atlanta, and he's going to talk a little about that tonight, and also he's got some great points for us to really take in. Mr. Serber's one of the best trainers in the company.
He's earned over $1 million in
a
1 year, too. I mean,
yes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, incredible recognition. And I don't know, he's platinum 2, 3, or 4, or 5. I can't keep up. And, you know, he's always growing and just one of the most respected people in the business. And we consider, most of all, Nick and Sir.
He looks
Nick
like a movie
Gale
star.
A
he looks like a movie star to me. Every time I see him, looks like a cowboy movie star.
Okay.
Mr. Zerber, are you there?
I am here.
All right. You're on, big guy.
I appreciate it. First of all, thank you for the introduction, and thank you for the opportunity to be on the call. You know, just listening to the call of the last quite a few minutes, Corey Muhammad and all the other names that have been mentioned, and of course, you and Teresa, not only is it great to hear from such great, talented people that I respect, but people that have become friends through the last almost 2.5 decades now, and to see the growth and to see changes in people's lives. And so appreciate each of you that are on the call and want to make sure that before I get too far in here, you know, wish you all a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, whatever faith you're celebrating, celebrate it. Hope you and your families all have a healthy and happy new year. We've got a lot to be thankful for, just to live in this great country and to have an opportunity that we have to do what we want to do with who we want to do it, when we want to do it, to have time freedom, financial freedom, freedom of choice, to really create the lives and design the lives that we want for ourselves and our family. And we have that opportunity in this country, and we have that opportunity with this business. And so I want to talk about, you asked me to talk about a couple things. So one, you know, just mentioning the event we have coming up in January, I heard that mentioned a couple times. But, you know, it's great that we heard people on the call, and maybe people were setting their schedules to be at that event. But what will be greater is if you've got a lot of team members on that event, at that event. And you could start brand new today. You could be brand new on the call today, this week. Recruit 3 or 4 or 5 people maybe that you're qualifying for that, qualifying for the trip. And if you've got maybe 5, you know, 3 or 4 other people on your team and you, so maybe you've got 5 of you and you all have 2 to 3 guests, you know, you may have 10, 15 people. You could double, triple your organization if you're a small group. And basically have the opportunity to be in front of the best of the best, including the Acoins who are going to be there and speaking at the event and sharing that with the team event that you're having there. So, you know, we've got everybody, Jeff Bell, Rip Mason, Dave Savula. We've got pretty much just about $100 million in speakers when we add up the incomes that they've earned that are going to be at that event. And Frank and Teresa can give you the information on how you can get special packages and those kinds of things. All right, so, but you know, you've got an event coming up. I don't care if it's a party for the holidays or whatever. You've got to do some preparation for it. And I think rather than just show up, you need to be prepared for it. How can you be prepared to take full advantage of it? How can you be prepared not just to attend an event and get better, but to use that event as a catapult, as a springboard, to springboard you into and catapult you into the new year with enthusiasm, with motivation, and with a full pipeline ready to take advantage of the great things the company is going to be announcing in January. But as Corey talked about, I believe, you know, if you want to start strong, you got to finish up strong at the end of this year. If you wait till January to start, then that's too late because when you start filling the pipeline, when you start having the activity, that's going to take a while for that to kick in. So I want to talk just a little bit about finishing up the year and tell you what I believe. And if that's helpful to you, fine. If it's not, fine. But, you know, there's some successful things that people do, and there's things that people that are unsuccessful do. And there really is a kind of a system for success, and there's a system for failure and mediocrity. And, you know, I can't remember where I read this, but it said the successful man is the average man focused. The successful man or woman, they're the average person focused. And mediocrity is the result of a distracted life. Mediocrity, average, is the result of a distracted life. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, we all have to give something to get something. And so just because someone makes more money or has a higher PIN level or whatever with a company doesn't make them more successful. What makes them more successful in my mind is, are you accomplishing the goals that you set out and that you want to accomplish? Are you maximizing your potential? Are you taking full advantage of the opportunity that you have in front of you? And so, you know, I remember Paul J. Meyer, I remember the definition of John Average Man, but it says, here lies John Average Man. He asked little of life, life paid his price. And basically that's what happens with a lot of people. They ask little of life, and life pays their price. And life is going to pay our price in this business. And as we finish up the year, you know, what is it that you want the new year to bring to you? What is it you want your future to look like? Do you want to just, it says all things come to those who wait. What I found that comes to those who wait is what everybody else doesn't want or what's left over. You and I, we live in a world of plenty. We live in a world of plenty where there's, if you provide value, there's more than enough money out there to go around. Right now, I know because we've helped a number of families this Christmas, which we are very fortunate to be able to do, and it's very, very gratifying, and we get more out of it than they do, I think. But bottom line, you know, while a lot of people are in need, some through no fault of their own, some through fault of their own, through decisions they've made, whatever, bottom line, when you go to, just like we're going to a New Year's Eve event, and it's not inexpensive to go to it, it's one of the finest clubs here in the Atlanta area, but they're full. They're absolutely packed out. Other fine restaurants where the average ticket in the restaurant might be $100, $125, they're full and you can't even get in now because of Christmas and all the things that are booked. The finest hotels are booked. The finest restaurants are booked. All of that is going on. There's people, you know, in parts of the community that can't afford to get a car, and they're riding a bus and can't hardly afford that. And in other areas of the community, there's people that are, you look in the parking lots and it's Maseratis and BMWs, and of course those BMW people are probably in our performance club, or Mercedes or whatever. But we live in a world of plenty, and if you're doing the right things, you can get the right way, you can get results. And so in our business, as I've talked about many times, you know, if you're not where you want to be, you're either not doing something enough or you're not doing it right. So what is enough and what is the right thing to do between now and the end of the year? I'm not going to tell you what your goals should be, but you should know what your goals are going to be. You know, when I talk about focus, I just looked a couple of quotes. Benjamin Franklin, it said, never confuse motion with action. And a lot of us do that. So don't confuse activity with productivity. Our company pays on productivity. Life pays on productivity. That is what it's about. You don't get paid for activity unless you're working for somebody else and you're just whatever. Maybe you're going down a production line or something, but basically what you get paid for is you get paid for production. Our computer system is an equal opportunity for every single person, but there's nothing on the commission statement for trying. There's nothing on the commission statement for talent. There's nothing on the commission statement for best intentions or dreams. There's nothing on the commission statement for dreaming and planning. There's nothing on the commission statement for attending. It's only for production. And no matter what you enjoy in this business and where you want to head with the business and what you want to get out of it, it boils down to one thing. No matter what reason you came into this business, the way you are rewarded is on productivity. And everything boils down to something very, very simple with our business. And that is, you don't get paid for being on this call, although it's important to sharpen your axe to be on this call so that you can do a better job and get paid more and get motivated and do more. And so all of those things are important. But bottom line, what are we paid for? We get paid for what? This is a very, very, very simple business. I was out at our attorney open house just a little over a week ago here in Atlanta. And the attorney open house, and we talked about the service that's provided and all those things. Basically, no money was paid to the law firm, no money was paid to the company, and no money was paid for a commission unless somebody sold something. A sale had to be made. So what do we get paid for? It is very simple. Well, what is your job? What do? Your job, my job, is to put memberships on the books. That you don't have a choice in that. If you want to get paid, that's what you have to do. No ifs, no ands, no buts, 100%. Now, you and I do have a choice as to how we do that. How are we going to put those memberships on the books? We can either be membership getters, where we go out and get memberships, or we can get membership getters in recruiting and building an organization. But whatever way that you decide to do it, that has to be your focus. Throughout the day, and this is not a month-by-month planning, year-by-year planning. This is hour-by-hour. This is minute-by-minute, decision-by-decision. Is this decision that I'm making at this moment bringing me closer or further from my goals? Is this decision that I'm making going to be the decision that the top people in the company would make if they were in the same position as I am? If I want to be a platinum, I want to be a ring earner, or I just want to be something on the rise to the ring, maybe making an extra $50,000, or I want to be a consistent performance club member who's getting a car bonus and qualifying for the trips. Is this what the top people would be doing in this situation? Would they make this decision? What is the best decision? WWFTD. What would Frank and Teresa do? That would be a great question for you to ask yourself whenever you're confronted with anything between now and the end of the year. Well, I've got something coming up. I've got this situation. I've got that. I've got this challenge. I've got this obstacle. What would Frank and Teresa do? What would the other top people do that are on this line and are with this company? All right, so now when you talk about focus, what should you focus on? Well, you got to focus on what's important to you. You know, Zig Ziglar said, lack of direction, not lack of time, is the problem that we have in our lives. We all have 24 hours a day. And then I saw a quote from Tony Robbins, and he talks of focus all of our resources basically on mastering one particular skill and focus our resources on those things until we master that. And so what are you going to focus on today, tomorrow, over the Christmas holidays, and into the new year? What are you going to focus on? The first thing is you got to know what you want. So I'm going to go back to something that I talk about a lot and kind of as we're moving into the call here, and that is my basic compilation, my just condensation of really, I think, everything that I have learned through literally hundreds of books. When I first got out of school, out of college, and started in the insurance business with New York Life in North Carolina, and then in other things that I had done prior to that, I decided that I was going to read a book a week. And that's what I did. I may not have read every word, might have skimmed through, but I decided it was a commitment to read a book a week. And I did at least that for probably a few years. I bought back then cassette tapes, seminars, all of those things because I wanted to get better. I wanted to get better because I think at some point I realized it's not about the insurance company I was representing. It's not about the product I was selling. It was about me. Somebody had to get me out of bed. Somebody had to go ahead and have the activity. Somebody had to make the call. Somebody had to do all those things. And there was nobody. I didn't have an alarm clock that was a human alarm clock that was going to drag me along. And basically, if I did, I'd be somebody's chauffeur or lackey or whatever. Basically, it was about me. And so I decided a long time ago that I am responsible for me. What happens in my life, I am responsible for. Well, I'm not good enough yet. I don't know how. Well, it's my responsibility to get good enough and learn how. Well, I don't have the experience. It's my responsibility to get the experience. I don't have the help or whatever it is. It's my responsibility to get it and to earn it and to deserve it. And if you earn it and you deserve it, if you're on this line right now, if you're brand new, believe me, if you want help from somebody, and it's not just help for somebody to do it for you, but somebody to help you and support you along the way, if you don't need to be dragged, if you go ahead and raise your hand by having activity, by doing the things that are necessary, by following, becoming 10 core like they talked about on this call, believe me, your hand will be raised and somebody will reach down for you to help you and give you all that you need, because every person that's a leader in this company, that's what they're looking for. They're looking for that individual to raise their hand. You know, you throw out seeds as maybe a farmer or a gardener or whatever, and you don't go ahead and dig it up every 10 minutes and say, hey, when are you coming up? You throw out enough seeds until you see one pops through the ground, and that is the one that you fertilize. That's the one you cultivate. That's the one that you, that bears the fruit, and that's the one that you give your attention to. And it's the same thing with this organization. So if you're someone that's moving along and you want some help, do what's necessary to earn the help and deserve the help by having the activity, attending the classes, getting the knowledge. All right, that brings me down to what my condensation of really hundreds, I don't know how many books, a lot of experience, a lot of success, just as much failure probably. And I remember listening to Warren Buffett. He was on an interview, and he also on it was Bill Gates on this particular interview. But he talked about how many things he's done wrong. He said, you just got to do one more thing right than you did wrong. That's all. You get knocked down, that's okay. You just got to get back up one more time. And so what I have learned, I've really condensed pretty much into that CD that I did, Success 3-2-1. And I'd like to kind of utilize that to talk about what to do between now and the end of the year. Because I break this all down, almost every book that I've ever read, almost every success thing I've ever seen or heard or people successful that I talk to. You know, when people say, what are the difference between those people that succeed and those people that don't? Well, successful people get it done and unsuccessful people don't. I can't make it more simple than that. They get a job, they get the job done, they figure out a way around it, over it, under it, through it. They figure out a way and they persist until they do what's necessary until they get the job done. And they do that with the focus that I talked about. But also, I think, even though they've never put it maybe in these simple terms that I did here, because there's not only books, but volumes and almost libraries of books written on success and systems and all those things. But the 3-2-1 that I condense, basically, I think there's three questions you need to answer. There's two reasons you're not where you want to be, and there's one decision you have to make. And let's apply that to moving through the end of the year. The three questions are, the first question is, what do I want? Well, if you're going to focus on something, what is that thing you're going to focus on? If you don't know exactly what you want, then, you know, if you're everywhere, you're nowhere. If you're everywhere, all over the board, you're basically nowhere. And I mentioned on a call recently, I remember a comedian, Gilda Radner, who used to be on Saturday Night Live. I remember her talking one time and seeing a quote, and it said, you know, all my life, my goal was I wanted to be somebody. Now that I'm this age, I should have been more specific. And so what exactly do you want? What specifically do you want to accomplish? And let's focus on it so you can put the test to it so that every action that you take between now and the end of the year is bringing me closer or further from that goal. Now, between now and the end of the year, we're talking about what can help you to get where you want to get. You know, what do you want? If what you want is you just want to be a better person or whatever, and it's not so specific, well, then you've got another thing. But how much money do you want to make? For what reason? What level do you want to be at? And your goal in life, if you're anything at all like me, my goal in life was not to be a platinum or a ring earner. My goal in life is to fully maximize my potential, my ability, and to take care of my family, to provide security for my family. And Legal Shield to me is a vehicle. Legal Shield is not my goal. But I think it's the most streamlined, most comfortable, most efficient, most productive, and most opportunistic vehicle that there is anywhere. And if it wasn't, I would do something else. I'd own the membership and I'd do something else. Now, you may say to yourself, well, that's nice for you to say because you've had some certain degree of minimal success and so on, just like some other people on the line have, but maybe that's not for me. Well, the bottom line is it's the same vehicle, and you can drive it to McDonald's for a Happy Meal, or you can drive it to the finest resorts and places in the world. So it just depends what you're going to do with that vehicle and how you're going to drive that vehicle. But part of that has to do with this is about you, Inc., and it's about what you do, not what the company does. You know, I heard mention of Profiles of Success. It's a great tool. But, you know, when we made our first million with the business, we didn't have a Profiles of Success. And none of the tools that are available today helped any of the people that are the top people that are Millionaire Club members become Millionaire Club members because none of these tools existed when they became Millionaire Club members. And so it's not the tools. I feel fortunate we've got great tools. You should. But the bottom line, this is about you. What do you want? What are you going to do? And so the first question is, what do you want? Please define it between now and the end of the year. What do you want to accomplish between now and the end of the year? Okay? And then the second question is, why do you want to do it? And make sure that you've got a strong why. What's the reason you want to do it? Because you got to have something that's going to push you through Christmas, push you through the rain, push you through the things that are going to get in your way push you through the disappointments between now and the end of the year. So be very definable about what it is you want and why you want it. I know why I want it. I know how important my family is to me. I know, you know, the most certain thing in life is that we're going to be passed away one day. We're not going to be here. And one of the most uncertain things is when that's going to occur. And the only thing that's certain in our lives is that things are uncertain. And the only thing that never changes is that things are always going to change. And so it's important that in this short period of time you have between now and the end of the year, when that time is over, it's over. You can't say, well, I'll make it up in January. That time is gone. That time is gone. You can do nothing about it. So what specifically do you want? And if you could not fail, what would that goal be that you wanted? All right, why do you want it? And the next thing, what am I going to do about it? Here we get down to tracking your activity between now and the end of the year. Now, we hear a lot of times, and Corey mentioned that it's one of the most productive times of the year. It was always one of the most productive times of the year when I was in the insurance business. It's been one of the most productive times of the year in this business. Certainly for a lot of people, they're busy and they don't have any time during this time of the year. For a lot of other people, it's downtime, and it's a good time to get together. But even if it's not the best time to get there, it's a great time to go ahead and put people in the pipeline and say, hey, no, you know, with all the things going on for the holidays, give me a call after the first of the year. Well, what specific date should I give you a call, Corey? Are you going to be going on vacation? You come back? Well, if you give me a call about the 5th, we'll go ahead and we'll set a time to get together. And so if you start putting those things in your follow-up system or whatever you use, whether it's the GWP or whatever it is that you're using or a plan book, I don't care what it is, if you start putting those things into the system now, let's suppose you could fill it up. Let's suppose you could get 10 people, 20, 30, 40, 50 people to put you off till after the first of the year. Just think about what you've got when you start the first of the year, because when you call back, you're not calling someone back and saying, hey, Bob, this is Corey. I'm calling you back to see if we can get together. No, hey, Bob, you asked me to call you on the 5th to set a specific time to get together. What's your calendar look like? Now you're doing what they ask you to do. You're ready to run. You're all prepared. So how many names can you put in the system? How many follow-ups can you put into the system so that when you start the first of the year, you're starting with a bang? And if you put a ton of names in there that put you off to the first of the year, you're also going to have a large number of names that can agree to see you right now. It's a good reason to see you right now because they get the 2014 return set. If they want to start in business in the beginning of the year, well, they can already have the kit in their hands and have the materials to get started so they're ready to start running. There are a lot of reasons to do that. All right, so what do I want? Why do I want it? What am I going to do about it? The two reasons, I'm not doing it enough, I'm not doing it right. How do you know if you're doing it enough or you're doing it right if you don't know exactly what you want and you're not focused on what you want to get between now and the end of the year? So what is that focus? Be specific about it, and then use your upline. Use these calls. And are you doing it right? I wouldn't worry so much about doing it right now. I would worry and be concerned about doing it enough. Just put a potful of names into the system, exposures into the system. You could use that GWP program. You can use other things. But get the message and get the story in front of people, as many as you can. Don't even try to sell anybody. Just get people to take a look at it and see what's going to happen with your business. And then the last thing, wrapping up in that CD I did, but what I believe, and that is the three most important words in the world, and that is, I am responsible. I'm responsible because if you're going to wait until you see what the company does between now and the end of the year, you're putting off your responsibility and you're building procrastination into your plan. If you're going to see what your spouse does, you're going to see what your downline does. They're not responsible. You're responsible. Make a decision. You know, I make a decision that I'm going to win. The decision of who's going to be on my team, that's up to them. It's up to them who wants to be on the team. It's up to me whether I win or not, because if I've got a goal to accomplish, I've got to go ahead and get the things done that I need to get done. I understand that everybody's not going to do this. Some people aren't going to do it because they can't. Some people aren't going to do it because they won't. It's not everybody's cup of tea. You know, just like I talked about, everybody shouldn't be in our business. You know, we're going to a New Year's Eve celebration. I'm looking for somebody that's going to cook that food, and somebody's going to give us good service, and a limo's going to pick us up. And if they're all in Legal Shield, they wouldn't have that. So I'm happy that people decide to do other things, as long as I am doing what's necessary to provide the life and the opportunity and take full advantage of the opportunity that we have. I'm responsible. You are responsible. What are you responsible for? You are not responsible for what the company does. You're not responsible for what the economy does. You're not responsible for what the weather does. This is what you are 100% responsible for. You are responsible for how often you do something and how well you do it. And you are responsible to ask yourself that question, is this bringing me closer or further from my goals that I have set and the things I want to accomplish? And then bottom line, it boils down to a philosophy. What's it going to take? It's going to take whatever it takes. How long is it going to take? It's going to take as long as it takes. So I'm not talking about, as we wrap up here, a lifetime goal. I'm talking about what can you do to make your life different, to put you in a better position to win, to increase your probability of success, finishing up the year and going into the new year. And I believe it's to do the things we're talking about so that you can put together a team and have as many people as possible into the events coming up in the new year, and you do that with a full pipeline. So I'll tell you, you hear it all the time, but I am excited about the opportunity and excited about the business, and I'll tell you why I'm excited. Am I excited because of new tools and new materials? Sure, I like that. Am I excited because of the great job I think our CEO is doing? Sure, I like that, but that's not what excites me. The reason I'm excited is because I choose to be excited. I choose to be excited about my opportunity. I choose to be excited about our future, and I choose to do two things I think are important: get a little better and do a little more and take full advantage of this great opportunity at a great time in our lives. And this could boil down to, this could be, you know, a deciding point, a pivot point in your life where the decisions you make today can carry out and dictate the future of yours and the future generations of your family. This is a great time for everyone if you decide to make it a great time. So I encourage all of you to do the best you can with what you got where you are today. You're on a great team, great leadership, and I look forward to seeing as many of you as possible here at the event in Atlanta, and I hope you have a hot, happy, healthy, and great holiday. So back over to you, Mr. and Ms. Coyne.
I will do everything in my power to make sure as many people in this company hear this as possible. I'll promise you that, Nick Zerba. That's
awesome,
the best
training.
I've ever heard.
Yes, thank you so much for those powerful words tonight. And wow.
I think you just changed a lot of people's lives.
Yeah.
Nick, one more time, you've not outdone yourself because you've always done well, but this was outstanding call.
It sure was. And before you jump off, and I know we've kept you a long time, just because there's a lot of new people on the call tonight, will you just describe that Atlanta event a little bit for everybody and some of the speakers and so forth?
All right. Basically, the Atlanta event, this is an opportunity. You go to local events, and this is an opportunity to see a big picture. And for most of you that are probably on the line, be really at an environment that's a national convention-type environment that was bigger than the national conventions that I would have been to in the beginning. So we're going to have well over 1,000 people, 1,000, 1,500 people there. And there's just a great lineup. And, you know, we've got speakers. We've got workshops on Friday. John and Darcy Hoffman and their daughter Brielle. And we've got brand new ring earners that are going to be there talking about how they did it. We have Scott Brooks that's going to be there and how he made like roughly about $700,000 in his first 3 years or so. We've got Mark Riches talking about being a Millionaire Club member. We've got the Melias doing a workshop there. We've got all of these workshops that are going on, so you're not just getting a short talk, but you're getting workshops specifically on the things that you want. Alistair Edwards and Nikita Tucker and others on the B2B side of the business. And then on that Friday night, we've got a business briefing. We're going to have a $1 million panel there, all Millionaire Club members will be on that panel, including the coins. And then on Saturday, we literally have $100 million worth of speakers and with all the people that I mentioned. So if you want to, you know, and for those of you on the line here, you know, I would get, you know, if you pay somebody's way to the event, there's nothing, you could spend 50 hours with them yourself. Invest your time, invest your money, and you're not going to get the credibility, the motivation, and you're not going to get the skill set, and you're not going to get the believability that comes out of having somebody here at this event. If you had to pay for them yourself, I'd get as many people as you can there because it can change your business and change your future. And if somebody attends that event and they hear from Jeff Bell and Rip Mason and Dave Savor, top money earner, and all the other people, including the Incoins and other people, and they don't quite get it, well, they just don't get it. And I think that's a true litmus test. If you put somebody in front of enough people in front of that event and they don't leave a little more motivated, a little more prepared, then you've just saved yourself a lot of time sifting through to find out they were fool's gold and not real gold nuggets in our business. And so I'm going to try to get as many people as I can there personally because I want to keep building my business. And this is a great time to build. And I truly believe that people like the Coins, myself, and other people with the business that are on this line will truly be able to do in the next 4 to 5 years what it took me 15, 20 years to do. And you'll have that opportunity. So this is a, and you can't say I'll go to the next one because it won't, the next one won't be the same as this one and you won't be the same. So, you know, some of you say, I'm not sure if I can make it. Well, make sure you can make it. Don't look into it and say, am I, and worry about and think about, am I making the right decision? Make the decision and then do what's necessary to make it the right decision. And so I look forward to seeing everyone that's there and helping you all we can with our speakers and our lineup to help improve your business. And those of you who don't come for whatever reason, I wish you a happy holiday too. So we'll have plenty of folks there. So back to you.
Thank you so much, Nick. We really appreciate that. And we're excited to be wrapping our team event around. And so we're going to give everybody some new news on that team event here. And we will let you get back to your beautiful bride and tell her thank you for sharing you tonight.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you too, Nick.
Thank you all and all the people that were on the line, all those names that are on the line. And I know you and you know me. You have a great holiday and look forward to seeing you in the new year. Thank you.
You got
it. Absolutely, absolutely.
That was the best.
It was awesome training. Oh, my gosh. You know, we'll definitely be clipping this out and archiving that training for you. All right, some new news for you. If you go to performancefamily.com and you will see the there's a new slider. The first one up there, the first window, is about the Atlanta 2016 exclusive team event. And this is an add-on to our team event on Thursday night. Those that qualify are going to be treated to two events on Thursday night. We're going to go have some fun at the Escape Games together, so an hour of incredible fun that we're going to be having, and then we're going to follow that with a spectacular dinner together. And those that qualify are going to get an invitation. And to qualify, you had to be Power 20 last month and this month, or Senior Director this month, and or executive director this month.
And it doesn't cost them anything.
No, it's all on us. So
yeah, it's all yeah. She's taking that right out of my bank account.
We're taking it out of Frank's pocket. So.
That's right.
Yeah, and then
we want as many people to be there as possible.
We
too.
We do. And then on Saturday, we're going to have an incredible get together that evening after the big Saturday lineup. Oh my gosh, it's a spectacular lineup. And so we're going to be having a dinner and party together that evening. And then on Sunday, we're going to have our big event for the team. And there will be more and more added to the website, even in the next few days. So definitely check it. But right now, you can get the information on the special Thursday night qualifying event. And the rest of the information is there for you, so you can see what's going to happen all weekend long. And please register.
So if you're right at that Director 25 or whatever it is, you know, get those last 2 points or Senior
mm-hmm.
Director. Or if you've got a few more to qualify for both months or Executive Director, please do that. We want to see you at these events.
We absolutely do. And see, we want everybody registered for the entire event. So please go do that. We want you to be a part of it. We know how much it's going to mean to your business. You just heard one of the many speakers, Mr. Nick Serba.
I would have gone just for that talk.
I would have gone just for that talk. And that's just one of dozens that you're going to be privy to that weekend. So it's a very inexpensive weekend, you know, with everything that's included, even your T-shirt in that price. So
the best gift you can give yourself for Christmas.
That is right.
You know, if you were thinking about getting yourself something, save the money, buy the ticket.
Buy the ticket. That's right. Invest in your future. Invest in yourself. Every single one of you on this call tonight are worthy of that investment, and your business is worth it. So it's really important for you to be able to kick off the year like you want to.
We're all paid as leaders to do this one thing, to connect people to people, people to information and education, people to products, people to services, people to missions, and people to colleges. This is a time when you can do almost all of that.
That's right.
You can connect people to other people at that event, connect them to the education necessary, connect them to the mission, right?
Good.
And the cause that we've got going here, and also connect yourself to all the leaders around the country so you get to know them. So this is a perfect time to connect.
All right, y'all. That's a wrap for tonight.
Well, you're going to read that little thing about...
Oh, Frank wanted me to share with you some kind of interesting facts about Christmas.
That little last one is good. I don't know. I like the last one.
So the Christmas purchases account for about 1/6 of all the retail sales in the United States. And, hey, did you know this? Did you know that there was a president who was an environmentalist who banned Christmas trees from the White House? His own son had to put his own little tree in a closet. Couldn't be seen.
Who was that?
That was Teddy Roosevelt.
He banned Christmas trees in the White House.
Yes, he did. And guess, do you know what the what state was the first state in the United States to officially recognize Christmas in 1836?
I don't know.
That's your home state, Frank, Alabama.
Alabama. We always need gifts in Alabama.
I do. But guess what? Do you know this? Do you know the state that was the last United States state to declare Christmas as a legal holiday? And that was in 1907.
No.
Oklahoma.
Really?
Yeah, two states pretty close to us, right? Yep. And so, and how long does it take a Christmas tree to grow? 15 years.
Wow.
Before they are sold.
Did you know where the modern-day Santa Claus came from, that jolly round guy?
No, but I know he didn't have
1931, and Coca-Cola, a graphic artist in Coca-Cola, came up with him.
Interesting. All right, now listen, we want you to have the most wonderful Christmas, the most if it's not Christmas for you, Hanukkah, if it's not Hanukkah, whatever it is, we respect all religions and we respect all of you, and we just want you to have a safe, wonderful
holiday. My grandparents didn't celebrate any Christmases or anything like that.
Yeah.
That was their religion, right?
Yeah.
But we still celebrate it. Anyway.
still have a happy holiday.
That's right. Listen.
We love all of you and appreciate you so much. Please take heed with Mr. Nick Serban's training tonight, and please get registered for your team event. This
and
is your Super Bowl.
Drive safely and take care of your family. We'll talk to all of you. Bye-bye now. This is Frank and Teresa in Charleston saying good night.